This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. And I started off this broadcast pretty frosted. And by a careless, reckless, dangerous person just dumping their trash right at the edge of the creek, ready to wash over the bridge. And this bridge is just a concrete pad. Water's running right next to it, ready to go downstream, and cows will eat the trash, cows will get sick, cows will eat the plastic. It's just an absolute outrage. This guy, or whoever is involved in this, should be arrested and spend a minimum of 2 weeks picking up trash and spending those nights in the Jusco. Minimum. Plus pay a fine. There's no reason for this. And I talked to the deputy, and he said, I'm paraphrasing. You know, people around here get a 55-gallon drum, punch some holes in it, and burn their trash. I don't like that idea, but that's what they could do. That's way better than what this guy did. Way better. Now, why is this? Well, part of it's because a new trash company bought the old trash company and raised the rates 10%. That could be part of it. It could be. Classy, there's a factory in Germany. It's a Tesla factory. It's called a Giga factory near Berlin, Germany. And Elon and company wanted to expand the size of the factory, but they'd have to cut down some old growth forest. And the Germans went nuts. And rightfully so. So the plans to expand the factory, I guess maybe put aside for now. But there's a new group called the Volcano Group, V-O-L-C-A-N-O group. And they claimed that they sabotaged the power line pylon. That's that great big metal support that holds the power lines up. They sabotaged that for the power that led to a couple towns and to the Giga factory, the Tesla factory. And they had to shut down the Tesla factory because they don't have electricity to run the machinery, computers, you know, etc., to build these monstrosities that Elon Musk and company call Teslas. These electric vehicles that run into people, places, and things, nouns. So people are very concerned about the pollution, about the dangers that Elon Musk and company are delivering in mass to the planet, destruction of the planet. And so, quote, we sabotaged Tesla today, end quote. That's a letter from the Volcano Group saying that they attacked the electric supply to two towns and the Tesla factory. And they also said that no Tesla is safe. No Tesla is safe. Now, what does that mean? Do you remember here in class at USA Prepares that we said there will probably be, and we don't endorse or support this, but there will probably be a shortage of Louisville Slugger baseball bats because people will become unglued because of these electric vehicles? Well, this is in Europe. This is not the United States. This is in Europe. And people came unglued, and they are sabotaging the ability for Elon Musk and company to make Teslas. But what they said was no, quote, no Tesla is safe, end quote. What does that mean? Does that sound like people are going to start attacking Tesla cars? I think that's what that means. I'm not advocating it. I'm saying that's what that means. And people are going to become unglued when they can't watch the game on their television because their neighbor charged their Tesla and broke the grid. Gwyneth?
Well, it could mean that. It also could mean that it might just blow up randomly in your driveway. And there's certainly been plenty of that happening. And usually the cause of it has not been publicized, but there's been... just every few days in Melbourne or Sydney or Brisbane, house burns down. And you look at where the fire starts and it starts in the garage. Gee, I wonder what happened there. You know, that could be the other way that it could be taken. They're not safe. They're not a safe product. They should all be recalled. And I don't know what you would do with them once they were recalled.
You bring them to the first state, Delaware. You bring them all there and you leave them there. Because Joe wants these things. Joe has...
them outside Elon Musk's bunker.
Well, that too. There's plenty of them to go around. But yeah, bring them to the people who perpetrated these crimes on the earth.
That ticking time bomb, Vincent. You never know when they're going to go off. It's a dangerous product. If anyone wants to go driving one, they're nuts. They've got rocks in their head.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed, and we don't work on electric vehicles here. We don't know enough about them, but what we do know is they're dangerous, and I don't want them parked on the farm. As a matter of fact, I'm going to modify the website that for naturalfarmslc.com, Natural Farms LC as in Limited Corporation, our campsite website. Here at the farm, no electric vehicles. No electric vehicles, because I don't want any electric vehicle coming here to burn down the county. I don't want that. And frankly, we can say no electric vehicles because they're dangerous. And can we prove it? Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's another thing, and that is the... lithium mines in the Congo with the six-year-old kids digging lumps of cobalt out of the dirt and lithium and all this sort of stuff. And you know something, there was a fellow, I don't necessarily agree with everything that he says, but I came across him a number of years ago and his name's called Derek Jensen. And he said, the longer that civilization continues, the worse it's going to be for all of us in the end, because everything that we do is killing the planet. I'm not talking about cow flatulence, and I'm not talking about people breathing, and I'm not talking about carbon emissions or anything like that. All that is a pure distraction. There were herds during primitive times of millions and millions and millions of bison, rhinoceroses, elephants, and predators such as hyenas, lions, you know, wolves, bears, all the whole nine yards. Millions and millions and millions of them roaming all across the Northern Hemisphere, including the United States, and including Canada and Alaska and everywhere. Millions of them. And guess what the climate was doing at that time, Vincent? It was an ice age. It was an ice age. There's severe glaciation of the entire Northern Hemisphere. And you had millions of elephants, mastodons, mammoths, and about 30 other different types of elephants woolly elephants wandering around in various places in the Northern Hemisphere. And buffalo by the hundreds of millions, bison, that is, you know, antelopes, horses, the whole works, camels and all the rest of them, you know. And the climate was utterly freezing. That whole CO2 thing's a complete and utter farce. It's a con job. It's a tax extortion racket, racketeering scam. But the real problem, and this is what really, really makes me angry, okay? The real problem is that people are so stupid that they say, let's build more nuclear reactors. Let's build nuclear reactors in Australia. Rah, 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 rah. Nuclear reactors in Australia. That's what we need to solve our energy problems because we can't burn coal because carbon. And I want to slam their head against a brick wall, not in real life, figuratively. Figuratively. Okay? Not actually, figuratively. I want to just, you know, shout in their ears, are you crazy? Are you mad? Yes, coal-fired power stations have their problems, but they don't have anywhere near the problems of nuclear power. You know, because when you shut a coal-fired power station down, you know how you do it, Vincent? You put out the fire and you wait for all the water to cool.
Do we still have Gwyneth, or did we lose Gwyneth? Gwyneth, you still there? I think we might have lost Gwyneth. We'll see if we can get her to reconnect. Yeah, Jason's going to make that happen. So here's something that I know. Now, I've only been a cattle farmer for about a third of a century. So there's a lot I need to learn. And One of those things is I have never smelled or heard cow flatulence. Never. I have never heard it and never smelled it. Now, that's a third of a century of experience with cattle farming. I bet you, and I'm not a betting man, that not one of the people who says that cow flatulence causes global warming, I'll bet you not one of them can say, you know, I was standing next to a cow and I heard it and I smelled it. I'll bet you they can't, because I can't, and I'm with the cows every day for a third of a century. Every day. Very good. Gwyneth, while you were disconnected, I mentioned that as a cattle farmer of about a third of a century, actually more than a third of a century, I have never heard or smelled cow flatulence. I've never experienced it. And I'm with the cows every day, every single day, for a third of a century. Never smelled cow flatulence. Now, I have smelled, you know, their breath when they chew their cud. I've smelled that. But I have not smelled the flatulence that people say causes global warming or climate change.
That's rubbish anyway. It's not what causes it.
Right. But the people who charge their electric vehicles are charging them on coal and nuclear-powered electricity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, there's something close to you that you sent me a link to, and you mentioned, I believe you mentioned carbon dioxide, CO2. That is one atom of carbon, two atoms of oxygen. They combine and form a gas. And people are saying that that's the cause or one of the causes of the violent climate change, the warming of the planet. And actually, when you breathe out, carbon dioxide. Mammals do. And the plants need carbon dioxide in order to thrive. They like it. We like oxygen. They like our exhalation, which is carbon dioxide. And they produce oxygen. And we like that. So we have a great relationship with plants. And they have with us. Until we put the system out of balance. But you mentioned carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide, as I understand it, Gwyneth, is a byproduct of manufacturing fertilizer. And your country is in a soda shortage because it does not have enough carbon dioxide, man-made carbon dioxide, to put the fizz in fizzy drinks. Is that correct?
Yeah. That's absolutely right. And
So people who want a Coke or a Pepsi or a Schweppes, and I believe he was the guy, Schweppes, who invented the process of pressurizing lemonade or beverages to make them fizzy, right?
Yeah, that's right. But the thing is that the process has always been there. And from now and again, in season, I make my own beverages here. Sometimes it turns out as wine. Sometimes it stays at fizzy pop. But usually it, you know, it depends on the characteristics of the fruit, I think. And but it's sparkling. It's full of bubbles. And I don't have a soda stream or anything like that. I just ferment them, and they produce carbon dioxide as a product of the fermentation. So I might get prickly pear fruit, boil it up with some sugar and to make a syrup, and then bottle up the syrup and, you know, maybe get the pulp and bottle that up as jam and, yeah, do it that way. But the thing is often, more often than not, the syrup will ferment. And it's absolutely delicious. It really, really is. And it sparkles. It's sparkling. And it produces CO2 as a natural product of its fermentation. And I don't know if you knew that I did that or not. I've actually got a box of prickly pears at the moment. I've got so many prickly pears around here at present, I'll have to start doing it again. But that's not how they do it in the commercial soft drink industry. For whatever reason, I think they use something like a mass-produced soda stream type machine, you know, where they, you know, inject the carbon dioxide into the beverage. They are, the thing is that the CO2 manufacturer is having the carbon sequestration people buy up its big cylinders of CO2 and is injecting it into the bottom of salt mines and places like that to try and get it back into the earth. It's all stupid. What a stupid waste of money. It's just making life harder and less pleasant for everybody. Because, you know, fizzy drinks might not be the best thing to have every day, but now and again they, you know, they make life a bit more pleasant. You know, if you've got a birthday party something.
So, Gwyneth, I believe what you're saying is what you're saying is the government is pressuring the CO2 to be purchased on the market, taken from the...
I had no idea. It would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. Super Tuesday elections are helping to lock Donald Trump and President Joe Biden as the likely two major party nominees for president in 2024. In a new mail-in presidential preference process for Democrats in Iowa, Biden is being announced as the winner. Biden is sure to get the majority of Iowa Democratic delegates now, and the victory pushes him closer toward the nomination, the result being announced more than a month since Iowa Democrats cast their presidential preference votes. Prior to this, Iowa Democrats had been snubbed by the Democratic National Committee, dropping the state's traditional first-in-the-nation voting status. Bitcoin hit an all-time high Tuesday. This comes after the SEC approved the exchange-traded funds that hold the cryptocurrency back in January. The cryptocurrency is over $68,800 for the first time since November 2021. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This can be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my. When you go to the DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth, as I was saying in class, please correct me if I'm not correct on this, but the people like the government who are encouraging and demanding carbon sequestration, pumping carbon dioxide into pools like the ocean, into the ground, into salt mines. It's like concentrating what is normally spread out, and it makes everything worse. And not only are they doing that, but they're buying up the bottled carbon dioxide that's used by soda manufacturers, and they're preventing the soda manufacturers from making their product because they can make the soda, they just can't make it fizzy. Is that right? Am I correct?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So they could still,
and that's happening right now in Australia.
They could still this is going on right now in Australia. And they still could do naturally brewed soft drinks, which is like I say, that's something similar to what I do here. But even the naturally brewed soft drinks, they still get injected with a little bit of carbon dioxide, even though they're naturally brewed. So there's a beverage manufacturer. They make alcoholic beverages and they make sodas as well. They're called Bundaberg. And so you get Bundaberg rum, but you also get Bundaberg ginger beer. And Bundaberg ginger beer is very, very nice. It's in America you would call it root beer. So it's not alcoholic. It's very nice. It's one of the nicest ginger beers out there. But they naturally brew their soft drink, but I know for a fact that they also do inject it with a little bit of CO2 just to give it that bit of extra bubble. Because although, you know, naturally brewed soft drinks, they do have a bit of fizz to them, the size and the structure of the bubbles is not like it is in a SodaStream type product. You know what I mean? It's got a different texture, and they need to inject, Bundaberg, for instance, needs to inject their products with carbon dioxide, even though carbon dioxide is produced in the process of naturally brewing their soft drink, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and the bottom line, though, yeah, is that your body does not need soda. It does not need an injection of carbon dioxide through the digestive system. It doesn't need it. As a matter of fact, people who have had bariatric surgery are told, don't y'all be drinking, you know, soda. And it's not good for the system, no matter what. And Dr. Norm Shealy will attest to that. But there are plenty of people who drink it. But there's another problem, and that's the plastic. What happens to the aluminum cans? Do they all get recycled? No. What happens to the plastic bottles? Do they get recycled? Hardly. So we've got a plastic problem that is because the people on this planet are greedy and selfish and not concerned with what happens to the plastic when they throw it away. So do engine oil quart bottles and 5-quart jugs and gallon jugs, do they get recycled? No. Nope. Hardly. Do soda bottles? No. But did the glass soda bottles of years ago, like when you got a soft drink, Coke, Pepsi, 7-Up, out of a soda machine, when they use glass bottles, they would have right next to the soda machine a wooden crate that would hold 24 bottles, and they would place it there. So if you drank your 6.5-ounce Coke for 10 cents, you probably finished it right near the Coke machine, and you'd put your empty bottle right there in the crate, and it would be brought to the bottler where they would wash it, sterilize it, and refill it. And you would see these banged-up bottles come out of a Coke machine. I mean, they'd be really banged up because they'd be used and used and used and used many times. But plastic soda bottles get used once in most cases. It's a problem. It needs to stop. And the answer is really simple. What we need to do is have standard containers. Standard. So Coke doesn't get to have their trademark shaped bottle, and neither does Pepsi. They get to have one soda bottle, and then there's one wine bottle. So Gewurztraminer is the same shaped bottle as Merlot. There's one shaped bottle. And there's a $5 deposit on the bottle, for example. Nobody who earns a living would not return that bottle for the $5 deposit. Same with soda. Same with soda. And we would clean up the environment pretty quickly. And we would use glass instead of plastic. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's actually, they used to do something quite similar to that. Even when I was a child, we had, I don't know if they had the milkman in the United States, but they used to have milk deliveries each evening to every house when I was a child growing up in New Zealand. And apparently they used to have it here in Australia as well, but I don't think they have that anymore. So they would have milk bottles. They had milk bottles, and you would return, let's say you wanted four bottles of milk, four pints of milk, then you would put out four milk bottles onto a little shelf that sat next to your letterbox in a little a carry thing, a carry basket that would hold the four bottles. Four-pint bottles, and then the milkman would see the four bottles, and in the bottom of one of the bottles, you would put milk tokens, and some people would put change, but, you know, that might get robbed. So they would have that you would buy milk tokens from the milkman, and then you would put, like, four tokens for 4 pints. And that system worked well, and the bottles went back to the milk processing plant, and they got washed. They were usually washed anyway, but they got washed and sterilized again, and they got filled again, a little foil top put on the top, and sent out probably within a day or two, filled with fresh milk to all of the suburbs of the city. And my parents would get milk every day, fresh milk. And my mum and dad had 7 children. I was number 7. And so those children drank a lot of milk. They would go to the fridge and just get a bottle of milk. Just out of the fridge and just quaff, 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 you know, just scull it down. And that was, of course, a very, very healthy habit. And, you know, a lot of my brothers, I mean, I'm 6 foot tall, and I wasn't into quaffing a whole pint of milk at a time, but it's not a bad habit, Vincent, to drink a whole pint of milk at a time.
We had we had the same thing when I was growing up in the 1950s. I remember we had a milk box. And on the side of the house, near a door, and like the over the back of the house, the milk company, the dairy, would provide a galvanized box. It was insulated with a flip lid, and that was the milk box. The milkman would come to your house, typically Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, and if you left one empty, you know, rinsed out milk bottle. If you left one, he replaced it with one. If you needed to change your regular routine, let's say it was 1 quart per day, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, it was a regular delivery. And if you need to change it, you would leave a note saying, leave 2, please, or we won't need one on Wednesday, but we'll see you on Friday. So you would communicate with a note. The milkman would show up, and it was like an automatic delivery subject to change. And you could either pay, leave the money in the milk box in an envelope, write them a check, or send the check to the dairy. And that went on for the 60s and probably into the 70s, and then it stopped. And the supermarket took over. And then we went from reusable milk bottles to milk cartons, paper, and we just throw them away. That's what happened. And now it's plastic.
Yeah. Yep. That's it. And, you know, around here I have powdered milk. But I was having a discussion with a friend of mine. My friend and I have both had milk goats on and off over the years. And we were having this discussion the other day. So I was like saying, I reckon I might get some goats again. And my friend saying, yeah, I reckon that might be a good idea. I think I might get some goats again as well, because we are missing our fresh milk straight from the teat. We are missing it. And my friend has a certain set of health conditions where she can't drink cow's milk. And it's been a lifelong problem for her. She's ended up having some really serious bone problems because of that, because of the lack of calcium. And she's only a few years older than me, but she's always had to be very careful, and she would come to me and say, oh, I broke my foot again. And I said, oh, no, what did you do? Oh, I stepped down the step the wrong way. And I went, mate, oh, that's awful. And it was because she could never have cow's milk as a child because she was allergic to it. And so she developed a severe calcium deficiency in a form of osteoporosis, although she's only in her early 50s. And she's had this problem, you know, her whole life, as long as I've known her. And but she can drink goat's milk. And I said to her, you should get some goats. And I, you know, we were discussing how we might do it. And I think that I might get some kids, that is baby goats, and do some alterations to the horse stable and put the baby goats in with the horse, put the baby goats in with Lily, and, you know, go in there, and when I go to look after Lily, look after the baby goats at the same time, because you can do that. In nature, horses live with other herd animals, such as goats and sheep and antelopes and buffaloes and all the rest of them. They all live together in the one herd.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, USA prepares, tries to tell you what the problem is and what you can do about it. Right now, Cuba, the island country of Cuba, is begging for milk. There's a shortage there, and the children need it. And so they're asking for powdered milk. We have not bought milk in quite a while here at our farm. We don't have dairy cows. We have beef cows. But I can tell you that for less than a dollar a quart, you can buy powdered milk. Now, I drink coffee, and I pour, I take the powdered milk and decant it into spaghetti sauce jars, sterilized ones. And that way I'm only opening a small amount, like 24-ounce jar at a time, for pouring the milk into my coffee cup. So I have a USA Prepares coffee mug. It's black. I pour powdered milk in there, about a teaspoon, and I pour the coffee into it, and it mixes right then and there. I don't need to use a spoon. I can just pour it right from the jar. It works great. Less than a dollar a quart. I don't believe you can buy liquid milk for that. And it keeps for quite a while, especially the way we do it, by putting it, tightly packing it into these sterilized spaghetti sauce jars that are used. Works great. I suggest you consider that. Gwyneth, back to you.
Okay. Just for the last few minutes of the broadcast, if you don't mind, I would like to plug my YouTube channel. I don't know if you knew that I had a YouTube channel, Vincent. I've had
please go ahead. Well, I know you've done some work, but please tell us about it.
Yeah. My YouTube handle is Psychic Isaacs. That's PSYCHICISAACS, Psychic Isaacs, on YouTube. So if you type in www.youtube.com/PsychicIsaacs, then you will come to my YouTube channel. And you'll know it because it's got the pirate ships sitting in the bay. And it's got me and my pirate hat on the little icon on it. And so that's my YouTube channel. But I've been posting quite a bit recently on preparedness-type topics, and especially what's been going on my farm and how I've been setting it up. And I know that there's been a few people have emailed me and said, have you got any videos or anything about how you set up your farm? And if you want to know how I set up my farm, how I live, what my farm looks like, then that's where you can go, and you can see how I do things. And the other thing is that if I get 500 subscribers, I would like for you to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Out in the Class, and I would like you to hit the notifications bell on YouTube. Then you'll get notified of all the videos that I put out. And if I can get 500 subscribers, I will start to do live streams when I get 500 subscribers. That's YouTube's rule. If it was up to me, I'd be doing live streams tomorrow. But I would like to do a two-hour live stream, maybe on a Saturday evening once a week, and have it monetized so that people can send me super chats. That is, people send me a donation and I read their comments. It gets highlighted in the chat stream. So, and we can form a community that way on YouTube, and we can discuss all manner of things, the same sorts of things that we discuss on USA Prepares. But it can be a learning opportunity for you, and it can be a learning opportunity for me. It can also be an extra income stream for me, because, you know, it's hard for me to make a living here. It really is. I don't have a car. I don't actually have any, internal combustion type machinery. I run my farm using my horse and hand tools. And that is what I do. That's how I operate it. But I'm not so much bothered with internal combustion type machines, because I can see that it's all going to go away soon anyway. And what I do know about is horses. So I figured I'll go with what I know. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. Gwyneth, I want to thank you for being with us today, sharing your wealth of knowledge. You know, talking about the Battle of the Somme, the horrors of war, the stupidity of mankind, the greed of mankind, and how we do not need to participate in that. You know, if we just all just used what we need rather than the supporting the insatiable greed, the planet would be a much better place. Nobody needs to have a yacht the size of Jeff Bezos' sailing ship. Nobody needs that. Nobody needs to have the equipment that Elon Musk makes.
On radio, there's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.